could save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
All right, I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at FNCU to learn more, FNCU.org, to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the radio, the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. So if you're on the YouTube channel, you can hit subscribe on there too, by the way. So you can subscribe to it, and every time we post something new, it'll send you a quick note letting you know we've got something new up there. And
you got to push that, see, because we need 1,000 subscribers. Yes. Then we can broadcast live on YouTube, which is easier than Facebook in some respects. So would benefit.
We can do both.
I didn't even know you could broadcast on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Your lighting changed there, Rich. What happened?
He did.
I turned a light off in the back.
Oh, okay. Saving energy, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. A green choice.
You'll start hearing the lawnmower shortly, too. In the background.
Not so much today, I don't think.
No, is it too cloudy out?
It's cloudy.
Yeah. What's the temperature?
It's weird. 72.
Oh, man.
See, it's cold down there.
That's cold.
I think it was 40-something here this morning. So
41.
41.
Really? That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're having a heat wave, Rich.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can give us a call.
Dude, that's just crazy.
Yeah. You can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. If you do, you have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And I think that's it. I think we're good.
Actually, I had a question. Can I hit you guys with a question?
Sure. Rock and roll.
Sure. I mean, I've got my own opinion on this, but you know, I'm gonna defer. Hey, listen, why wouldn't you? You got two more experts, and three heads are better than one.
Let's talk something out.
All right.
That's right.
So I got a friend of mine called me. He's moving back into a rental home that he had, okay? Modest house up north. It's a 50 by 25. It's got about a 412 pitch roof on it. He goes up in there, had a roof put on it about 5 years ago, put in a new ridge vent, put in the e-vents, okay? Goes up in the attic after the renter's been there for about 3 years.
Yep.
Black.
Black mold everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. And the house, by all apparent, you know, looks to be ventilated correctly. Bath fans connected. He went through all that, did the roof, everything else. Now, it is on a crawl. It's on about a 5-foot crawl.
And the walls are insulated okay?
Yeah.
And he air sealed all the pipes coming up through the ceiling?
The crawl space.
Negatory.
Moisture from the crawl space is going up with the main stack.
Getting
in there and condensing.
Yep. There you go. And so that's what I was seeing. You know, so back to this crawl space, and I've got a guy, Greg Mitchell. I don't know if anybody knows him. From its Crawl Space Solutions, but great. I'm telling you, man, he is the sharpest guy in the business.
Uh-huh.
But
and he loves getting in crawl spaces.
He does love getting in crawl spaces.
There's something wrong with him.
Yeah, there is. Well, now he asked this guy. He said, "I could save you a few bucks if you go down and organize this and do that." He goes, "We don't have any young guys on the crew anymore, so we're more than happy for you to clear out whatever you'd like." Uh-huh. But back to with the ventilation, and I don't know if you seen any issues with the Cobra venting. There's different styles of Cobra vent, but you remember the early style where it almost looks like a Brillo pad,
mm-hmm.
and you can kind of crush it down. It's fibrous as opposed to a molded plastic type
of
thing. So I wonder how you felt about that. How much contribution you think that crawl space is adding to it?
Huge.
And then also maybe insulation in the attic, right? Because we're only at about R13 in the attic space.
Well, but it's not that, again. We talk about this all the time, but I'll start with the roof vents. I do not like Cobra vents or any of those ridge vents that do not allow for free breathing. In other words, every vent has a rating on it called, it's NFA, net free area.
Okay.
So if you do by code, if you have a vapor barrier on your ceiling, you need 1 square foot of venting for every 300 square feet of attic. If you look at the net free area on most of those Cobra vents and other ridge vents, you cannot get enough venting.
Now, is that square?
You may have all the vents in the soffit, but
Now, Rich, is that square feet or is that cubic area that we're looking at in the attic?
No, just square
feet. Square area, okay.
Square foot.
So,
because I would think the volume of the attic would be a factor, and the pitch of the roof would be a factor as far as convection.
Mm-hmm.
It does have some to do with it, but it's so when they wrote the code, they keep it simple, right? But so you follow that guideline, but the bottom line is always is that it's undervented.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, and I'll tell you a quick story. My own house, when we bought this house, it's a 612 truss roof shingle, and it was vented. And I have a weather station I used to keep up there because the attic was 120 degrees.
Okay.
You know, during hot part of the summer, it's only 120 degrees up there. Had the house re-roofed. They put Cobra vent on, went to 140.
Really?
So had them come out, take all the ridge vent off, and put in the old, it's a standing aluminum. It's common down here. You probably wouldn't use it up north because of snow, but it's wide open vent and the net free area is huge.
And so the wide open vent is still on
down to 115.
And the wide open vent is still on the ridge?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Now, what about turtle vents? What about the old, you know, just good old fashioned turtle vents? That's what's in my house.
You're better off with those.
Yes.
Those are fine.
Yeah.
The one thing you don't want to use is an attic fan.
Now, why do you say that? Because it draws extra moisture up into the...
Just that, but your house isn't totally air sealed, so it's going to draw conditioned air out of the living space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
So it helps.
So,
helps
you think that could
air.
Be another contributor?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Interesting, because he does have a power vent.
Yeah. So if it's on, you're going to be drawing air from the crawl space. You're going to be drawing air from... inside the living
but
space.
But ideally, that power vent's really only running in the summer with a thermostat on it, right? And you really only get these condensation issues when you hit the temperature swings, like, you know, summer, fall, or spring, fall.
Well, dew point is always the key, but you're absolutely right about that. But here's the other side of that is that you can buy power fans that have thermostats but also humidistats on
yes,
them.
Yes, that's
because
correct.
A lot of times you want it to run in the middle of winter if you're getting too much humidity
that's
in the
attic. That's
how mine's
so set up. Mine is also on a humidistat.
Okay, 1 second.
Nerd alert!
Okay. Now, the other thing you can do...
What was that?
Nerd alert. I mean, we're getting down in there. The nerds are out today.
The nerds are out.
Oh, yeah. So, the other thing you could do is a solar-powered fan.
Mm-hmm. Seen these.
And those just run as soon as the sun comes up, and, you know, they run until the sun goes down. And
but now there's other controllers that can be attached to that, humidistats
as well. Oh, yeah. You can
do it
if you want. You can put switches
but
on.
But, again, the running fans, even full-time, just because it's powered by the sun, could still cost you a lot of money if your house isn't properly air-sealed.
Sure.
And that's right. You know.
You can be pulling that conditioned
real
air
big,
out of the house.
Right. So, I actually prefer unvented roof structures. Where everything is air sealed properly. And that's why I'm really glad that we've all moved towards blower door testing and so on, because it's, you know, seems like a pain in the butt, you know, to get a certificate of occupancy because you got to have a blower door certification. But it's so much better for the end user.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting something that we've got, you know, proof that it's good. It's not just, I did a good job.
So if he air seals.
Quantitative results.
Yeah. So if he air seals where all the pipes are coming up into the attic.
Yep.
He air seals all of that stuff really good, and then the access panel that comes up, they make
weather strip it, and
yep,
right. You can do that, but they also make covers now. They are it's a foil insulated blanket that is zips up, so you nail that around the opening if you have a pull down staircase.
That's pretty clever.
So then, if you have the staircase, it goes around the staircase. Though.
Okay, like
so
that.
You put that in there, you seal that up, and now you've eliminated all that heat.
Now
loss.
That I haven't seen.
So this winter we had a problem with ice damming on the house, and the ice damming
a problem.
Yeah, the ice damming was only occurring in the area where the attic stair was.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
the rest of the attic and the rest of the area was fine, but
sure.
This one side of the house
where
was
it's melting the roof snow. The snow.
So we put in one of those insulated blankets and sealed it up.
And that did it.
Solve the heat loss problem.
And you know this is just a very common problem.
The cathedral ceilings, you know, are real common, so you're just framing them with 2x12s, and you could always, you'd stand out there, and you could see where the 4 can lights are.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
You know.
Yep. Like,
plain as day.
Yep. So, you know, there's those kinds of things in that helps with ice damming. You've got that issue there, like you said, where the mold and mildew, and, you know, now
but it's a multi-pronged approach,
yes.
And I wanted your opinion, because, again, with that Cobra vent, that older style, not to, you know, particularly name certain company because they make a bunch of different products, but that one I've never been a big proponent of.
Right.
And like I said, you just want to go online and you can, every one of them will tell you what the net free area is.
Yep.
And knowing that, you can figure out how many square feet of venting you need. And the Cobra vents or your ridge vents, you're right, I shouldn't use a brand name, but the ridge vents, you might need 60 feet of ridge. sure. to get the quantity you need. Well, if you only got a 20-foot ridge, you're short
now
40
what do you
feet
do?
Of ventilation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Now, so, what about eave vents?
Turtle vents.
What about eaves?
Pardon?
What about eave vents?
Well, that's the thing. You got to have the same amount.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whatever the square footage is going out, you need the same square footage.
Sure, but I'm
in.
Saying, you know, how do you feel about eave vents versus a turtle vent or a ridge vent or, what happened to good old eave vents?
No, there's nothing wrong with an
gable
eave vents.
Gable vents,
gable
I didn't mean eave. I meant gable, sorry.
Gable vents are great. You get the cross ventilation in an area, you're fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more venting talk after this. You are listening to...
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
Where you going? Your disposal is rusted.
Rusted.
My problem making you disgusted.
Yuck.
When your front window is busted. Just one name that's always trusted. Pressure's too weak. You got an attic full of dry rot because your roof sprung a leak. Your
this
fridge
is great.
Too weak. Uh-huh. Your hardwood floor's really squeak.
I
but
heard
don't you worry, I'll just show you my amazing technique. Now let me glue that, and screw that. Any random chore you got, well, I can do that.
Or maybe
I'll just rewire your house for fun. I got 99 problems, but a switch ain't one.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you want to, you can give us a call, 877-711-5611, and you'll be using the Mr. Floor helpline, and you can also get have a chance to win their cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. Weird Al's got a couple of them like that. I don't know. You hadn't heard that one before?
No, I like that. That's that's a catchy little ditty.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. What about the hardware store? Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't heard the hardware store.
Oh, next
does this,
break.
Does this show that I'm not as good of a listener as I should be, perhaps?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean,
I'm
usually pretty good. I throw it on my Sonos system. And
yeah? You rock and roll right
I
now?
Love all the sound. Well, it's like the beginning of the show, the opening. My favorite part of that, all those sound effects or all the Foley in that,
yeah.
It's the chainsaw, because I love the sound of a good running two-cycle, man. That brr, rah, 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 rah. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, doesn't that just sound good, you know?
Absolutely.
You got to be
better than a leaf blower at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, those things make me nutty.
Ugh.
I know. There's a proposal in Naples, Florida to ban them before 9 a.m.
You know what? I got to tell you.
There's a lot of towns that already do that.
This sounds nuts, right? But I'm working on a job saying, yeah, I'm using an air compressor and tools and stuff. But I got to tell you, I'm pretty much at peace, a nice working environment. I'm outside. And once the landscapers show up and those things are running full bore, it just makes me nutty.
You get irritated.
It really is.
Really
there's something about it that is aggravating, mm-hmm. And I like engines. I'm a gearhead kind of guy. But
yeah.
Well, if it burns fossil fuels, we're in. I think that's
pretty much. Yeah. I have to confess.
Yeah.
I am kind
of. You know why? Because Tesla's. Just don't make enough noise.
It's a cool car.
I'll tell you, we've got a friend with it. I'd never been in one, right? The S model or whatever.
Yeah, the Model S.
Holy mackerel! And I've had some fast cars and been in some fast cars, uh-huh. But that thing is like lights out. I couldn't.
Oh yeah, no. We had a friend of ours that they make a P, which is a step above the S. So it's got larger motors and bigger batteries. Really? And that thing, like 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
No, this is sub. I mean, the S is sub 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in Lamborghini territory.
Yeah,
well,
it's a, what's that, a 40 or 90? It's a 90P, I think, is what it is.
P90 or 90P. Yeah, but I mean, so it's like 2.3 seconds or something. Something stupid.
It's sub 3. I mean, that's crazy fast.
Yeah.
That's. It's, I mean, you almost black out, not black out, but you get that acceleration is so intense that you actually lose a little of the blood circulation to your eyes. That's what happens when you accelerate fast. You know, it's like,
but the funny thing is, it doesn't make any noise. You know what I mean? I get my 57 surreal. And I pound it and I chirp the four gears, but you get in this thing and it's just.
Well, that's the thing. You're right. That's what I miss about that. It's not as visceral, you know.
You need the sound of the V8.
Yeah, it's cool. It's still there's a lot.
It's on my it's on my MP3 player. Right. I plug that in, just and that's exhaust. All I do is play Big Block. Yeah,
Big Block.
The sound of exhaust.
That's what it's
with
called.
With slight wind noise added, just for
there you go, just for effect.
I've got a buddy that just puts baseball cards along the tires.
There you go.
There you go.
So you got to add the gear whine in there, and you know, and all that, you know. Yeah, nothing like the smell of, leather and hot oil and, you know, all the mechanical music, I think, is.
Right.
It's exactly it.
I'm kind of stealing a Neil Peart Rush little lyric there, I think.
That's all right. It's all good.
So.
Let's see.
What else we got?
I don't know. Let me see if this. Oh, well, no, we don't want that.
Did we not get so Klein? We didn't. I got to find the set alignments.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was really betting on that today.
Really? I was just trying to see if I can find something right here.
We get very attached to tools. Did I ever tell you about the deck I tore up to get my hammer back from high school trades?
No.
I lost my S-wing hammer, my 16-ounce S-wing.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I was in a panic. I'd had it for 20 years. I said, and I finally, like, woke up in the middle of the night and said, I know where it is. It's under this. It's got to be under this deck we just finished. So I go back to the customer and say, I'm sorry about this, but I have to tear your deck up. What do you mean you gotta tear my deck? You just put it down. I said, my hammer's under there, and
I gotta go find it.
And it was. I found it, but then I lost it again.
Oh, jeez.
So it was all for naught.
The only thing I've ever had to really go back on a job to go get was the homeowner's cat.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
I sheeted a floor doing a bathroom remodel. I sheeted the floor and the cat was in there. Didn't know it.
We lost the cat. We had a flooring company come in. We couldn't find the cat, right? Couldn't find the cat. We did all the upstairs, a third floor house in Winnetka. And this was with, was it Glitza? Mm-hmm. And that stuff would knock you out. I mean, that's where you can't turn on a light switch. I mean, you'll blow the
house
off
the
block.
Again, it worked beautiful.
Oh, man, it's indestructible. Uh-huh. Best finish ever. But anyway, the cat's gone. So not only worried about what happens if the cat walks on the floor, it was up in the eaves or somewhere in the attic. But anyway, we were worried about the fumes because, you know, I mean, the cat might be a little goofy, you know.
Right.
The cat showed up like 3 days later. It's totally... It was, you know, it's never been quite the same.
Little brain damage.
That's like Cheech and, just like the cat equivalent to Cheech and Chong.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Yeah. See, I get a phone call like 8 o'clock at night, and, you know, it's the homeowner going, yeah, we think Fluffy's in the floor. We can hear her, you know, meowing, can't find her. So I go, she wasn't too stressed over it. So I go over there next morning, take the skill saw, cut a hole in the plywood. Which didn't help calm the cat down by any means.
I wouldn't think so. You've got to be careful about where you set the blade depth when you're cutting in for a cat.
I did.
Right?
I made sure it was just enough to make it move.
Yeah, you don't want Fluffy to get hit with the blade. Yeah.
Or you got to worry about setting the blade depth when you're cutting the floor out so you don't cut a water pipe.
You remember that?
Uh-huh.
I was just telling that story like a week ago. Ron's talking about a water pipe that I cut. Now, who runs...
been there.
Listen, dude, who runs soft copper piping level with the floor joist, just notches it in flush
under the
floor.
Wasn't it sandwiched in
plumbers
there?
Plumbers in the 30s?
Yeah, it was sandwiched in there. Yeah. Yeah, but, and I couldn't find the water main. I didn't look for it because who thought I'd cut through a water pipe, right?
You were just there to take the floor out.
I was just there to take the floor out. And I was just telling the story like 2 weeks ago. It's the most stressful day of my whole life. Took 10 years off my life, Rich. And I cut. I'm telling you, it was on the second floor, third floor or whatever, and I ran downstairs, could not find the water main, couldn't find it. I mean, looked every, you know. Well, it turns out it's underneath the stair. The stair is buried with 2,000 pounds of junk. You could not find it.
Packed.
Packed. We were literally throwing this poor customers' things over our right. shoulders to get to this main. Shut it down. Well, the water travels down, percolates through the ceiling, and where does it come out? It comes out through the ceiling box in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
The kitchen had a 4-foot by 2-foot fluorescent fixture with the kind of rounded sides, right?
Yeah.
Now, this thing right. is filling up at a precarious rate, and the weight in that is in this lens now is 100 gallons of water, right? This thing is starting to pull off the ceiling and fall off the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
So what do? I run out to the truck, I get a drill, and I get a couple of 5-gallon buckets. And I drill a hole in the corner of the light lens to drain it.
Yeah.
So now I got one bucket. Now it's not draining fast enough. I need another hole. Another bucket, another hole. So now I put another bucket on the other quarter. That's still not enough. Pretty soon I got 4 holes and 4 buckets. Now here's what didn't occur to me. As this thing is draining, the trajectory of the water is changing.
Right.
So now it's like I'm running to every corner, moving the bucket so the water...
Musical buckets?
Yes! I was stuck there. I was a hostage for like an hour and a half, moving these buckets around. Poor Ron's like, oh my God, what have you done?
Uh-huh.
Imagine everything.
And this goes
you
back a couple tree years, so that's
liquid.
Funny.
Oh, wait. Go ahead. Say that again. Go ahead, Soda.
I mean, that was 25 years ago, probably.
Uh-huh.
Poor. Imagine everything you could do with Flex Seal liquid.
I love this guy.
Yeah, you were listening.
Yeah,
to
you just run out to the truck, get the Flex Seal, tape over the pipe. Problem solved.
Yeah, it was just a piece of 1/2-inch soft copper, and they had snaked it around through the floor joists, just take little notches.
Yeah, going from the sink over to the tub.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, to redo a valve. Yeah. I was like, you know, and I had plunged the skill saw right at the right depth, and it just nicked that soft copper, boy, and that was enough.
Gone.
Yeah. Well, especially on the North Shore. I mean, listen, nothing like 80 pounds of water pressure to really get things, you know, really make it exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know when I was a youngin' and first started doing all this stuff, I did not know anybody ran conduit in sleepers under hardwood floors.
Just doing a job now with it.
Yeah.
So I just, same thing. I got to take out the hardwood floor. I set the saw for like 7/8 of an inch, maybe an inch. You know what I mean? So I don't want to go too deep. Start chucking through, and all of a sudden, boom.
Uh-huh.
Like,
well, the good news is at least the saw stops running when you hit that. Was it the same circuit that the saw was plugged into?
No, it wasn't the same circuit.
Couldn't get that lucky.
Make sure you go clean through it.
Yeah.
So talking about the water leaks, though, did you see this new product now? They make a door dam for your house.
A door dam.
Yeah, for people where flooded
flood
areas.
Floodplain, okay.
So you take
flood prone, yeah.
Yeah, you put these, there's like a, it looks like a dog gate or something like that. You put it in there, and then you pump up the edges. It's got like rubber balloons on the side.
Okay, like a bladder.
And it seals up around
pretty,
the door.
That sounds slick.
And you
what
can,
about the rest of the walls in the house where it just pours through everything else in the building?
Okay, there's where
this
I was
slows
going.
Slows it down.
This is why I was bringing this up.
Here we go.
Because if
get
it's
a bucket.
If it's a framed house, it's still going to come in all around the foundation.
Well, yeah, sure it is.
So then I was thinking, okay, maybe this is for people.
You were thinking.
Yeah, I know. This is the problem. That maybe it's for Florida, because don't you guys build down in Florida with block all the way around? And then you stucco over it?
Not everywhere, but anything coastal, zone 1 and 2, you have to be all blocked.
A lot
blocked,
of CMT,
but,
yeah.
So,
We cast everything. But the thing is, our code requires us, like, we have to be above base flood by a bit. So
right.
We're building at 11 feet above sea level. So when you see this stuff on the news, you know, hurricanes come in 12-foot surge. I'm like, well, that's only a foot of water in the house. We're okay with that.
Well, 11 feet in Florida is like, that's like a mountain. I thought most of Florida was like 4 inches above sea level or something.
Yeah.
Nah.
No?
He's way higher than
that. No, I mean, it depends. When we get back, we'll talk.
We'll talk more about it after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Sure. I built that. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
And if you're just joining us on the radio, we were enjoying the sounds of a big block Chevys during the break there. So that's why you got to listen on Facebook Live. You never know really what we're going to find out and what we're going to be doing. So we're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And if you do give us a call, you have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go. Well, it's what we were talking about, these flood doors, these new flood door things. When I first saw this product, this new product came out, I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. You put it in your doorways, and they make them for the garage doors and for any opening, patio doors.
So a garage door, that's a wide opening now. Yeah. What makes it rigid enough to hold the...
They have bollards that you put in between, so...
Bollard?
Yeah, like, you know, a post.
Poles.
I know what a bollard is.
Okay, so you put the post in there.
Technical term there, right?
I know. I went full nerd alert on you right out of the box there. So,
He stay at a Holiday Inn last night.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do patio doors that way, too, with a center post.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. So then I started thinking, but that's not going to work, at least the way we build houses around here.
Because, it'd slow it down, but it wouldn't eliminate them.
Yeah, but most homes are not sealed where the foundation where the framing starts, the floor framing
right.
starts.
Sure.
Get
up under the siding and the plywood.
And it's going to go right over the top of the foundation.
But see, this is what we talk about building science. So if you live in a flood-prone area, if you live along the rivers, you know, Kankakee River or Fox River and all that, so when you're building a house, why would you not use like Tremco 250, go up your foundation over your rim joist and go up 3 feet?
Now, what's Tremco 250?
It's a liquid applied waterproofer, and we use it on all of our foundations, and I don't use zip wall. I don't like the plastic over vertical mulch. I prefer using waterproofing.
Right.
Stuff's really cool. It's not cheap, but it's not crazy expensive.
I would say, why just build a house out of concrete?
Yeah.
Because concrete still soaks up water.
Well,
so we
yeah,
still
but it
have
won't
to
leak.
Seal that.
You can build chips out of concrete.
We get efflorescence. So we do a stem wall down here. Anything over four courses, because it's all going to be above grade, but it's filled with dirt. We actually waterproof the inside of the stem wall.
Okay.
There you go.
Because I, with the moisture in that slab where it wicks up, I don't want efflorescence through the stucco.
Yeah. See, so, I've got a whole nother policy. I don't live in floodplains.
What fun is that?
My wife wants to go, I've got to go to the Carolina. I love the Carolina. I said, well, she goes, I said, no, hurricane. So I'm not a hurricane guy. Because it's not a matter if, it's a matter of when.
Right.
I mean, you're going to get hammered. I mean, it's just.
Well, we took a direct hit with Irma, and we stayed here on the island, and I think it was one of the best things I ever did, just because to help people and stuff, it was awesome.
Well, yeah, but here's the deal.
Well, just think how few people it'd be to help if nobody lived in those areas.
Rich moves down there, and I said, yeah, but what about hurricanes? Ah, no, this area never gets any hurricanes.
Yeah, and it gets greased, right? Yeah, see? That's what I'm telling you.
I had a damaged shingle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
One damaged shingle. I mean, I lost screens in my
did
lanai,
you make
but
a
they
claim?
Were going bad to begin. No, but the sad part is, well, I mean, my deductible's high enough, but the sad part is my rates will probably double like everybody else's, and yet I didn't have a claim, because there's a lot of insurance fraud going on right now. I mean, there's plenty of roofs being replaced that were
absolutely
past their
fine.
Life.
Well, that kind of segue. I mean, you guys get now down here, Rich, we got up by me. We got hammered with hail a couple of weeks ago. Did you get any hail down by you? And so there were some places up in Lakeville, Lindenhurst, northwest suburbs, you know. I mean, I'm talking whole, looks like a colander. I mean, every window gone, whole side of the house, the vinyl siding, just nothing but holes.
Really?
Looks like somebody just shot it with a machine gun.
Wow.
But see, I think that's one of the things to talk about is that, you know, depending on where you live, you have these inherent risks. You know, you live in Tornado Alley, okay? Omaha, Nebraska is not exactly going to flood tomorrow, but it could be wiped off the map by the finger of God.
Uh-huh.
You know, an F5. So it you don't know, but you build to that.
So you try
in California.
To.
In California, areas where you're prone to wildfires, you should never have a vented soffit. Mm-hmm. You know, these houses are burning down because the embers are going up the soffit vents and starting the roofs on fire from the inside. They're not burning because an ash landed on a shingle.
Right, they're getting sucked
in. It's sucking
it's all
it up,
ventilating through there.
Sure,
it's getting drawn in through convection and starting in the attic on fire. So. You can build to those areas. So, yes, zone one where I'm at, we build with block impact windows. You know, you can shoot a 2x4 at the window, 200 miles an hour. It will break the glass, but it's not coming in your house. The tie downs that we have to do on our trusses, our nailing patterns on our roof sheathing. I mean, it's just we're building for it.
Right.
So it's not you're stupid for living there. It's You build for it. You're stupid to live somewhere and not build for your environment.
Well, that's a good point, right? If you live in the Arctic, you want something that's warm, right? If you live so, right, you build. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you just no different than you dress for the weather. You right. build to the you build to the anticipated climate.
So why is Naperville the only town in the Midwest, in the Chicago area that I know of that requires hurricane clips on trusses? Well, everybody else is just putting your roof on with two nails. So next tornado comes through, why is your roof blowing off? Because nobody's making you scrap.
But I guess you got to do a cost analysis benefit with it too, right? You got to look at the probability of it and what it costs and to keep construction. So there's always a balance trying to be struck here.
Yeah.
You know, what does it cost to build versus what is the likelihood of you know, that happening?
But those hurricanes.
And you just told, and you just answered your own argument why I live on an island in Florida. And it never snows. You know what I mean? It's freaking gorgeous.
Oh yeah, here we go. You can keep your island and your warm weather and your humidity and your mosquitoes that are the size of small birds.
We have no mosquitoes. We use environmentally safe mosquito killing stuff. Yeah.
Can you put that in your Cheerios too?
Yeah, this
I bet you can.
The C-130 comes over every night. He can prove it.
Right, just turns it on like a shower head.
No, they do. They Collier County sprays like crazy.
I'm sure it's perfectly good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
So, better than the mosquitoes.
Yeah. And just to bring you up to speed, Rich, the past 5 years, every edition we've done, doesn't matter what town, hurricane straps on all of them. So
at least they'll have that. See, because we always joked, like the biggest, when I build down here, we do from footing all the way to the roof is tied together. So I always tell the guys the stories when I was a carpenter framing in Chicago. The only thing we bolted down was the sill plate, and I would always lay out the roof on the sill plate because you want your joists, your studs, everything to go straight up. So you lay out the roof on the sill plate. So I said that was the only thing. When after the tornado, at least we knew where to start and how to lay out the roof because that would be the only thing left. It's the only thing bolted down.
And why do you bolt that down? It's got a lot of weight on it.
Yeah, it's just going to float away.
Yeah.
And I actually had an inspector in Flossmoor fail me on a rough inspection because the nuts weren't tight on the sill plate.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, yes, house floating is a big problem these days.
That's right. It's been known to happen. You know?
Yeah. It's just some of that weird, archaic stuff. Like, what is the point of bolting down a sill plate?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the layout when you come back to rebuild.
That's what it's for? Well, yeah. I'm glad I learned something today.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Very informative segment.
Mr. Cynical, here we go.
You know. Well, it's funny. So, you know, when we got, you know, my house, so back to the hail dance, so we got hit, you know, and of course, hey, listen, you know, how many guys do you think? This is amazing. So within hours, my wife is getting calls on her cell phone.
Really?
From storm chasers.
No.
On her cell phone. Now, how they got this number, I have no idea. Now we get emails and texts. Okay, now we're getting texts. We would like to perform a flyover, drone flyover with your house. I said, if you fly a drone over my house, I will powder that thing like a clay target.
Bring it on.
I'm telling you, what's the lead on a drone? What kind of lead do you need on a drone?
Not
I think
much.
It depends on the speed.
Not much.
Not much.
No, 3.5-inch magnum shell and bye-bye. So don't fly the drone over my house, please.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
Yeah, and storm chasers are a problem. I mean, there was an article in our paper last week, a couple complaining to the city that, you know, this contractor's bad. They took $10,000. They did shoddy work, and they disappeared. Like, yeah, that's what you get for not hiring locals that are licensed and so on.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You hit it on the head. You want a local, reputable, because these guys, I mean, they come from all over, and most of them are just resellers. So what they do is they come in, they sell as much work as they can, they get you when you're kind of in desperate mode, and then they sort the details out later. Mm-hmm. Well, what crew can we get? Who can we subcontract? And now they're trying to get it all sorted out.
You nailed
it. And so you want, you know, you get all these guys showing up at your door, calling your phone off the hook, you tell them to go pound sand and just wait. Till you can get it done right.
Yep.
Nothing's going to fall.
Well, I mean, when I had my roof done, I had one of my guys do it, but it was like $7,000 for a complete tear off and do it right and blah, blah, blah. But they're quoting on most of the homes with shingle, like almost $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
So for that kind of markup, yeah, they'll sign the contract. They'll go dig up somebody, go do it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's rough.
Yeah, and it drives the insurance rates up like crazy. I mean, every year my insurance goes up, up, up. And I said, why am I subsidizing everybody else's
roof project?
Yeah. I mean, that's what
I'm
doing.
Well, that's part of it. And then Florida complicates it because they have this thing called assignment of rights where you can actually assign your benefits right to a contractor or an attorney.
Is that right?
And they fight the company on your behalf. And what it does is they just drive the claim up.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So everybody pays for it. You know, so you get some ass that's bragging, oh, yeah, I got an extra 10 grand out of my insurance.
Yeah, thanks
company.
For costing
go,
my rates.
That should cover exactly. 2 years of your payments then because,
yep.
You know, the rates are going to go through the roof.
It costs everybody. Right. We all pay for it.
That's right. And that's, you know, AWM Roofing, AWM Construction. He sponsors a show here. Give Greg a call. He'll get you squared away. He'll take care of your roofing and your gutters and all that stuff and get you back up and running. So local guy, he'll take care of you and do it right. And the Storm Chasers, the easiest thing to do is look at the license plate on their truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it says Texas or New Mexico or something like that.
But even then, you can get local guys, too, that are they're local, but they're not really set up with the crews and everything else, right? They're out there doing it and just sell.
No, I mean, you know, Aiden, one of our listeners, you know, he's probably watching now, but he's a licensed general contractor. Does he have a roofing crew? Probably not. Mm-hmm. Does he know guys that are roofers? Yeah. I'd still put more trust in him than some guy that
came on
the island because we had a hurricane.
Sure.
Well, and you guys have a lot of restrictions down there for licensed contractors. You know, here.
Yeah, but you can borrow licenses, so to speak. So you got roofers running around here. Okay, there's a guy running around. He's from Chicago. But they're running around. They're just borrowing. This guy's are paying the fee to use his license on the permit.
Got it.
And then acting.
Right. So, and that's what you got to watch out, too, is call the actual company that has the license number,
right?
Because a lot of people, they just grab a license number off the internet and start using it. You know, okay, here's a contractor.
Never thought about that.
And and they'll use that number. So all right, we're gonna take another quick break, come back and close up this show right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Was going smoothly, two more days and we'd be done. We came in right on budget, man, this job was so much fun. But I knew the fun was over when the client said, hey son, my wife and I've been talking, there's some changes we need done. That sink's just what we asked for, but my wife thinks we need two. So cut another hole in the counter, boy, should be an easy thing to do. I know we asked for stainless, but we prefer that it be white. The oven's on the left now, could you put it on the right? Why can't you
make up your mind?
We did everything you said, you've got to
make up your mind.
I can't read what's in your head. Well, I'm
running out of patience,
I'm running out of time, and you're running out of money because you can't make up your mind. Blue pastels, oyster shells, pink and Kelly green.
These just aren't the colors I saw in the magazine.
What's wrong? It took so long. It seems like that to me.
Can't you do it in a week like Ty does on TV?
I like that tune.
See? There you go.
Now, how you retain that, I have no idea.
What?
All the words.
That's because I've been listening to it for years.
That's the one I was talking about that I
like. Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one.
Listen, you can't go wrong with a banjo.
No. So now, if you keep playing this, though, I don't know the words.
Oh, that's as far as you ever get?
Right.
I got you.
Because that's where I dial it down.
You know you got a good song when it's got a banjo.
Uh-huh.
That's
right.
Flush-mounted refrigerator, we'd like it on the other wall. Why can't you make up?
So now, the hook part there, I can do that again. All right. So with that, Sonar, let's bring you back in here at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Let's go over this weekend lineup we got coming up this weekend because it's like constantly changing, evolving here at WCGO.
Absolutely. So this weekend, will there be an interview with Klein Levitin?
Uh-oh.
Well, we're not losing any. That's the good one.
Oh, okay.
We don't lose any. We just keep getting more and more. So people want to be part of the weekend lineup, the Your Talk of WCGO.
Yeah.
It's nice. Really good. So let's see here.
We've got Gina coming up.
Gina's coming up, absolutely. Later on this afternoon will be the 312, the sports show.
Right.
And then let's see here.
Kind of tough with the Crosstown Classic going on, eh?
That is today.
Yeah, that's all this weekend. Yeah.
And then
but Gina Woods see. Open Road Radio, they come on at 11. They're only on for, they're only doing 1 hour still.
Only
right?
1 hour still.
Okay. They're going to be going to 2.
They'll get there.
They're going to get to 2. Gina's just got to build up the nerve.
Yeah, and it's another great Facebook watch too.
Oh yeah.
Because we got pictures of bikes, we throw some videos in there, like it's another really good Facebook Facebook watch.
Yeah.
Still people on Skype and things like that.
Right.
Tomorrow we've got both mics.
Yeah, Mike Jackson. The Mike and Mike show.
Yep, we've got Mike Jackson outdoors, followed by Mike Novak with the gardening.
And Peggy Malecki.
Peggy Malecki, absolutely. They're a tag team there.
Yep.
And then, let's see here,
Richie Z
comes on at noon, and then we've got Playtime with Bill Turk and Carrie Kendall. Sunday afternoons.
Right, and then there's like some new dicing thing. What's this, the gambling show or something?
Roll the Dice with the Dice Man.
Oh, yeah, Rolling the Dice.
This is a gambling show?
Yeah, well, it's...
what happened?
It's Steve Levin's show.
What do you, we call in, make bets?
Yes,
exactly, yeah. Well, we make bets to see who falls asleep
on your
first that late in the evening.
Yeah.
Who's ready for their nap.
Roll the dice, Steve does a great job with
Steve
that.
Steve Levin does a
Is this really what it's
job.
About?
No. It's whatever Steve wants to talk
exactly.
about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all up to
I was
chance.
Like, where's Jimmy the Greek when you need him?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, no. Steve was
Everyone
wound,
remembers who he was.
Steve's wound tighter than a snare drum. You turn on the mic and just go. You know, and
the Greek's still down in Florida.
Yeah,
I think he's still
is he
does,
still around?
I think he still does the penthouse show.
Is Jimmy Greek? Is he still? Is,
no,
Rich, you would know. You're a Florida guy.
I wouldn't know.
I think
but
he still does.
I have not
I think
heard.
He still does the penthouse.
Okay.
Wow.
The Greek, because my buddy Jimothy, I used to work with him. He runs that. Yes, Jimothy. Yes, that's what they call him on the air.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
But no,
so that's
weekend,
the weekend
lineups are great. Yeah, and at any time, if you guys have an idea for a show, go ahead and call us up. You can join the weekend lineup.
I got about 14
different
ideas.
There you go.
No other home improvement shows.
No, absolutely not. Here soon, we are going to get 2 hours, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, for solar.
Just solar.
Talking really? All about solar energy, how to get it, what your
Go
state.
Outside.
Who's heading? Wait, now who's heading this show up?
It's coming out of. It's a company out of California, I think, that does it. It's a syndicated show, but
I just figured it'd be Lisa Albrecht all day. All
right?
Day.
Yeah. No,
it's a syndicated show. They go, you call in based off of your state, and they'll tell you the laws, what benefits you can get, how much money you can get back from having solar.
Okay.
So it's good. It's going to be a really good show. They're actually going to help us get our transmitter to be solar powered.
All a solar power
all
transmitter?
10,000 watts. Yep.
Oh, I thought we were cooking with 50.
Yeah, so not yet.
Not yet.
That's Congress. That's an AM revitalization program. So call your congressman.
Need more wattage in the cottage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want WCGO to be more powerful? Call your congressman.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, wind and solar. See, I'm a pessimist in that. You know, I'm a sailor.
Right.
And so you'd be surprised if you call the Windy City, and it does seem to be windy here. You know what the average wind speed is year-round in the Chicago area?
It's 13.
7 miles an hour.
Average seven.
Average.
But
seven.
It's not the Windy City.
It just gets whipped up between the buildings?
Well, the Windy City's for the politics. But,
right. Yeah,
but
because my grandfather used to say, you're being too windy when I was talking too much. And that's just the way they used to say it back in the day. If you talk too much, you were windy.
But then it's not that sunny here either. So what do you do between the lack of wind and the...
There's more sun here than there is in Germany. There's more sun here than there is
Is that true?
Oregon. Oh, yeah.
Well, in Oregon, that's a no-brainer. It's like London and Oregon.
Yeah, well, Germany
But Oregon is way ahead of us in solar production.
And the Germany has equal amount of sun exposure as Oregon does.
Okay.
So... It works really well.
So, Ian, and you appreciate this, is now up till recently, it's illegal to have third-party sellers of electricity down here. So you can't lease roof space and generate electricity. That's why there's no solar panels in Florida.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Because it's a sun sign.
You could do it
sun
for yourself. If you got the 20 grand you want to drop, you can do it for yourself, but I can't lease space. They did just pass a thing. Lisa sent that to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it appears that it's one company is the only one that can do it right now.
Right. There we go. All right.
Don't tell me there wasn't an in there.
So they want to lease space
Ian.
On your roof. Yeah. Hey, good doing the show with you, Rich.
Yep. See?
I had fun.
I had a blast.
That's it. It's all cool. Ian Snook, Accurate Remodeling. What's your website?
Oh, here we go.
Hey, I waited.
Don't have one. I don't need one.
Are you kidding? He's the only person I've never been able to lift a picture. I found the company name on LinkedIn and all that, but I still, I did the same thing. Couldn't find the website. Yep. That's right. I know he doesn't do any of that. That's
word
fine.
Of mouth. Baby.
I'm good with it.
Word of mouth. My life is complicated enough. 847-973-2860.
You got email?
I do.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to ask.
Hey, call the office.
That's it.
Call the office. I show up in person.
Northwest suburbs. You'll take care of it. Northwest suburbs?
Northwest suburbs. North Shore. Everywhere.
All right, cool.
Well, not everywhere.
Not everywhere, no. All right. I want to say thanks to Ian again for stopping in and filling in for Robbie. Robbie will be back next week. Shay Lewis from Mission to Organize. She stopped in also and took care of us and got us all organized and did the Clutter Clarity segment. So I want to say thanks to her. Next week, we're going to talk to Richard Spies, and he's from Innovative Insulation. So maybe we'll get into that vented roof structure a little bit
there
more
you go.
With him.
Perfect guy
next week.
For that.
So he'll
and
get
Mark
you all squared
Klein and Leviton. And
yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll get those guys rescheduled. I don't know what happened.
Mark,
there.
I need my linemen.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out. So for Rich Calgo, Robbie Earhart, and Ian Snook, I appreciate your time today. I'm Ron Calgo. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.